everyone. I know it is officially like 7 days after this Megan the lawsuit story. Megan the lawsuit. Since the Megan the Stallion wages lawsuit came out, that's what this is about. This is about wages. But Emilio Garcia, he threw in fat shaming and he threw in outing Megan. So anyways, I know this dropped a week ago and I've been meaning to get to it, but I'm getting to it now. So I listened to a few different people talk about this lawsuit. Keyword few, not that many. Sometimes I really deep dive a bit more into my research. I did my research, but I didn't listen to that many podcasts or YouTubes about this. But I felt that every single like time I watched or listened to someone covering this story, they were not discussing the important questions. They were bypassing everything of importance here. And it was frustrating to me. So I want to go ahead and address the stallion in the room, not the elephant, the stallion. Because I don't know why people were skipping over the essentials here. So first, I did actually, like I said, do some research. So the person who filed the lawsuit is named Emilio Garcia. He is a photographer who goes by the name of Emilio Cucci online. Emilio Cucci, like, I don't know. It's so funny. So I actually did go to his Instagram. I think I peeked at his TikTok too. Anyway, so Emilio has a boyfriend and he has had a boyfriend for years. So to all those people commenting, saying that Emilio was upset that he couldn't have sex with Megan and he couldn't join in when Megan was allegedly having sex with another woman, I think that those people are wrong. But I don't know. How would I know? I don't know much about Emilio's sexuality other than he has a current boyfriend. So Emilio slid into Megan's DMs in 2017. That was all it took, y'all. Emilio DM'd Megan on Snapchat, letting her know that he was a fan of her work, and Megan was won over by his enthusiasm, threw him and gave him her manager's contact information. And then Emilio, next thing you know, he's able to quit his job, join Megan's tour with Meek Mill, and eventually began working with her full time. And you can see him in the background of quite a few of her photos. Now that this story came out, I've seen different photos of him and videos of him, and he's in the background, and I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And how does this work for some people? Like in 2024, I don't think I could DM anyone and have that person actually see the DM and then pass the DM along. How many people was following Megan in 2017 for her to actually read the DM and then give him her manager's information? She's really trusting. And in this situation, she's had others, but this particular situation, it backfired. So Emilio was fired from working for Megan in 2023, and now he's coming for what he believes is his. So I'm gonna start with, and I'm gonna be doing quite a bit of reading, but I'm gonna start with the beginning of, or some of the article from NBC News. So what happened is Emilio filed his lawsuit, if I'm not mistaken, on Tuesday. And on last Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, it was last Wednesday or the same day of the lawsuit, but I think it was the following day, he had an interview with NBC News. So he made sure everything was syncing up and aligned for him to really put Megan on blast. And I definitely thought about reaching out to Emilio so that I could interview him because I can be a very delusional bitch. And the problem with that is, obviously, Megan's fans would be coming for me. And honestly, I don't know if I would care because the amount of downloads that shit would secure me, the bag that an Emilio interview would secure me, I guess I wouldn't mind. Obviously, the barbs would have my back, but the reason why I didn't waste my keystrokes on trying to reach out to Emilio or anyone connected to Emilio is the simple fact that if he is going to do an interview, it's going to be with TMZ. It's not going to be my ass. So I was just like, let me not waste whatever time that I would possibly take to email this man or message this man. So, according to NBC News, Emilio Garcia said that he traveled with Megan to Ibiza, Spain in June 2022, and that while in an SUV with Megan and three other women after a night out, Megan and one of the women began to have sex next to him in the moving car. Full stop. Okay. So, I did my Googles, like I said. I was out of character, or I was a bit more thorough on this, because I was not, this lawsuit was not on my bingo card. So I was like, okay, June 2022, wasn't Megan fucking on Party? And I'm correct. Megan Thee Stallion and Party dated from 2021 to 2023. Okay. I do not know, obviously, if they were taking a break. I also can't really recall. I think it was 2020. I can't remember when Trey, not Trey, when Tory Lanez shot her. I think it was 2020. Anyways, point is, Megan and Party were allegedly in a relationship when Megan allegedly cheated on Party with another woman, unless she was able to get down like that. Some couples have that agreement. I don't know. But that is the first question that I have that nobody, I haven't heard anybody address. Like, wasn't Megan with Party at the time? So there's that. Then, did Megan have sex with a groupie? Who was the woman? And who were the two other women who were also in the SUV? Were the other women uncomfortable? And did Emilio talk to the other women about what happened? But most importantly, out of all of the questions that I have, what do you mean by sex, Emilio? Emilio defined sex. Do you mean oral, fingering, scissoring? Was there a strap on? Is Megan a top? How long did the sex last? Who came first? Did both of the women nut? What music were they fucking to? Please tell me it was Megan's music. So the corniness is pouring out of me, but I'm also being real. How the hell you gonna say they were having sex when you're not letting us know what you mean? What kind of sex were they having? This is not a cis hetero couple where we could put two and two together. What do you mean they were having sex? What happened? I need to know, obviously. This is keeping me up at night. What was going on? Because in my mind, it's going in all directions. I have all kinds of visuals, you know what I'm saying, in my mind of what was happening. They are very good visuals, but I would like to have those visuals confirmed. I need to know what he means by they were having sex. Okay, so I'm looking at my screen. It couldn't have been fingering. Fingering could not have been that offensive to him. It would have to mean possibly oral, scissoring, and a strap on, which is just. Any of that is so ambitious and violating for other people in the SUV who did not to consent, who did not consent to wanting to be a part of that. And I remember how there was this one time I kind of in the past I thought it would be cool to like basically You know, on TV and movies, they always show like people effing and somebody across the in across the hall, across the bill, I'd say across the building is like watching them fuck from outside or in their building. So I always thought it was cool if I could like watch people have sex. And then the first time I did, it was not cool. It was not what Hollywood sold to me. So what happened is I was in San Francisco. And I was walking to my car because I had parked my car, and there were two cracked out people who were next to my car, not that far from my car. I don't know, let's say 16 feet, if that. And there was a lady, and she had a shirt on, and then she had nothing else on except for like boots or whatever. And there was a guy behind her. And he was giving it to her from behind. They were both practically like stumbling over because they were completely out of it. And he was well hung. And she was like a petite, not petite, but skinny woman who was taking on this like baseball bat, essentially, like kids' baseball bat, like type of situation. And I was like, this is not sexy. I mean, granted, they were cracked out and it was just like he was slipping out and it was just disgusting. But I felt very violated that that was happening in my presence and I was subjected to it in order to get to my vehicle. Like, it was not cute. I can't really fathom my employer, whom I was a fan of, just straight getting down next to me. Like, where are you supposed to look? What are you supposed to do? Which brings me back to the article. Let's go. So, quote, I'm back on the article excerpt now. Garcia said, "I felt uncomfortable. I was kind of frozen and I was shocked at kind of just the and just by the overall audacity to do this right beside me." I agree. I'm shocked too. I think the world is shocked. I don't know if everybody would be frozen or uncomfortable, but we are all shocked at the audacity of it. This is like you're not in a room, you're in a moving vehicle. Like you are trapped. So my questions for Emilio are, were you watching? Were they loud and moaning? What were the other two women in the SUV doing? Was this your first time learning that Megan swings both ways? I mean, that you got to think about it. That is all the more reason why this would be more alarming. If you think that your boss is straight, and next thing you know, she is having sex with another woman right next to you, that's going to be a big contributor and into how shocked you are and why you were shocked, because your brain is like, wait, I thought she loved dick. So you got to deal with that. You got to deal with finding out she's bi in such a graphic way. And then you got to deal with the fact that she's doing this in front of you and disrespecting you in this way. Like, there's a lot that he was processing and going through in his mind where it's like, it's not as sexy as people are trying to act like it is. So the following day, I'm back on to the NBC article. It says, the following day, the rapper asked Garcia whether he was in the car with them the night before, and when he confirmed he was, Megan told him, quote, "Don't ever discuss what you saw," the suit states. Okay, so my question is, was Megan high or intoxicated during her hookup? Because Megan is drunk on Instagram Live all the time. I feel that every single time I've ever clicked on an Instagram Live of Megan, she was drunk and or drinking at the same time. Part of why, Nicki Minaj said that whole Henny with a straw comment in her Bigfoot song. So, also I'd want to know, was Megan having sex with randoms all of the time? And was this bitch a random? Who is this bitch? Like, really? She's a woman. Is she a friend? Is she staff? Is Megan like someone who goes hard with the sexual harassment? Like, is she sleeping with staff? Is she sleeping with fans? Is she sleeping with randoms? Like, I would like more information. And what's sad is I don't even believe we're gonna get the information that I need that I need in order to move on with my life or move forward. So Garcia said in his suit that during the same trip, Megan hurled fat-shaming insults at him, calling him a fat bitch and telling him to spit your food out and you don't need to be eating. He said, "To hear someone who advocates about loving your body tell me these things, I felt degraded." Okay, full stop. Okay. He felt degraded. And, Megan, I don't believe that Megan advocates for loving your body. Megan is always advocating for working out. She loves to post her workout videos. She loves to talk about how she's working out. She loves to post a picture of her ass at the gym, literally her ass. Like, I feel like all of Megan's photos are a picture of her ass. And, she advocates working on your body. I wouldn't say she advocates getting it tight and right. I would not say that Megan is body positive and self into that self-love shit. All I've heard is her talking about how she eats salmon and vegetables, nothing else, and how she goes hard in the gym and how she can't eat no cookies and all that. Like, I've heard her make a lot of comments about how strict her diet is, how thorough her workout regimen is. So I don't even think, like, I would not, I would never describe Megan as a body positive person. Also, like, did you really feel really degraded at the time? Or are you also are you trying to grasp at straws? And are you trying to talk about Megan fat shaming as though you think that would have any effect on her fan base? So Lizzo's fan base, they were upset about Lizzo allegedly fat shaming because Lizzo is a fat ass bitch. So we just thought, okay, this is too much pot calling the kettle black. Megan is not a fat ass bitch. Megan is someone who spends a lot of time working on her body, eats clean, loves her alcohol, but also puts the time in and puts the work in. And I don't really see the fat shaming portion of his lawsuit having whatever effect, negative effect on her fan base that he thinks that it would have. Because this is a lawsuit about wages. Megan having sex with a woman and Megan telling him he's a fat bitch, that has nothing to do with his wages. That is specifically to tarnish her character or tarnish her image and affect her fan base. So, a question that I would have for Emilio is, did Megan only start fat shaming you after you allegedly watched her have sex? Back to the NBC article. So, the harassment was so severe or pervasive that it created a hostile, abusive work environment that made Garcia's working conditions intolerable, the suit said. Garcia's lawsuit also outlines alleged employment and wage violations that center on his classification as an independent contractor. The lawsuit alleges that Megan prohibited him from working for anyone else and was denied overtime pay and breaks. His misclassification as an independent contractor, quote, left him without basic insurance coverage, depriving him of essential health care, end quote, the suit said. So independent contractors, sorry, do not get overtime pay and they do not get health insurance. Everybody knows this. Why is Emilio trying to be the exception to the rule? Because I believe it's just because he knows that Megan is wealthy. So he's like, by the way, I need health insurance. By the way, I need overtime. But that's not how it's ever worked for independent contractors. That's the main reason why people want a traditional job is for the benefits. The benefits do not apply to independent contractors. So that part of his lawsuit, I don't believe is valid. Garcia told NBC News in an interview that he is seeking more than six figures. The suit seeks unpaid wages as well as interest on the unpaid wages, unpaid overtime wages, and other employee benefits at the legal rate. He is also seeking statutory penalties and wage penalties pursuant to California labor laws. Punitive damages, according to proof and costs he incurred, including attorney's fees. Emilio, honey, good luck with this lawsuit. As far as your career, Yes, I do believe that celebrities will not want to work with you. I think that Megan is either too trusting or not very business savvy because she just keeps getting effed up business-wise and with people turning on her. And it's troubling. It's like this woman has gone through a lot and it persists, it continues. And I do think she definitely has demons. I believe she's a sex addict. I believe she might have alcohol issues. She is young though. She could outgrow the alcohol stuff. But I don't know her personally, but I wouldn't be surprised if Megan turns to sex and alcohol to numb her pain or to deal with stress or whatever it is that's bothering her at the time. This lawsuit, it's sad to me. It's like this is coming from a former fan who worked for Megan, I think they're saying for 4 years. And I assume his money ran out, so he's like, okay, it's lawsuit time. And then I heard that apparently, like, the same lawyer that's representing Lizzo's accusers is also representing him. I don't know how true that is, but I don't know. I want Megan to catch a break. And as far as this is concerned, Megan will have more fans if her fans know that she has sex with women. Emilio, this is like you failed at embarrassing her. You failed. Like, first of all, Megan is a hoe, period. Like, you have to be pretty deaf and blind and dumb if you have not been able to figure out that Megan is a hoe. I've said it over and over. Like, this girl, I think I truly believe she lives the lifestyle that she raps about. I believe she's for the streets. I believe she's from the streets and for the streets. I did not know that she would get down like this in front of two other women, her photographer, and a driver. But, so you shocked us. But this is not making Megan's fans dislike her. Like, she's presented herself as a hoe, as far as I'm concerned. It's just that we didn't know, or her fans didn't know that she also had sex with women. All this does is make people like her fans respect her. Like, oh, so she a ho-ho. Like, so this is really, she's really about that life. That's all it did, Emilio. It didn't embarrass her. I feel bad for her with this coming out before her tour, but it did not embarrass her. Just like the fat shaming, this is coming from, like, if a very fit person fat shames, I don't think people are gonna be as up in arms as they're gonna be if a fat ass bitch is fat shaming. So, Emilio did not have to throw in the whole sex with a woman thing. He did not have to throw in fat shaming. All this did is it has now, like, Emilio has opened the floodgates on all the the lesbians who want to crack at Megan. Like, all this is done is put Megan in a position where she ain't ever have to worry when she's gonna get pussy next. Because she now probably is acquiring, like, a crazy ass roster. Like, she is now has every man to choose from and every woman to choose from, essentially. This is, at the end of the day, I think this is a good. I don't think this is hurting Megan in the way that Emilio anticipated that it might. But I do think that Megan naturally has to be troubled by it. Like, why is everybody turning their back on her? That's draining. That's really stressful. So I have quite a few comments here. All of them are from the Shade Room. I will read, see if I could get through these, because I think all together I probably have like 15, which I think is a lot. So, anyways, the first one comes from Stephanie Said So. She said, "It's called a rockstar lifestyle for a reason. I'm sure he loved it while he was employed, but now is upset because he's no longer employed. Something has to give. Imagine if every celebrity's photographer, stylist, assistant, bodyguard, etc., started suing them for witnessing the lifestyle they live. You had no problem witnessing it while on payroll, but now you're appalled. Keep that." I don't agree with this at all. I think that every employee should not have to be subjected to watching their employer have sex right next to them. So, if he did enjoy his job, that has nothing to do with his discomfort during that SUV ride. And I do think he has a right to complain. I don't think just because he enjoyed the perks of his job that he cannot say it was wrong that my boss was getting down right next to me. I don't agree with that. Next comment I have, Jeronica saying, how was he forced if she didn't even know he was in the car? Hence the fact she asked, were you in the car? Okay. He was forced because he didn't opt in to seeing it. And she asked, were you in the car? Because she clearly could not remember for whatever reason. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say more because I'm reading these people's handles. So, next, I got a comment from Not Just a Lawyer. Body shaming is not illegal, just FYI. Fat is not a protected class under the law. That's all I can hear to say. You can hear. Not agreeing with the comments, just saying it ain't illegal to call someone fat. Of course, it's not illegal, but unfortunately, we're living in an era where people are now saying that they were fat shamed and body shamed. And it's like, I guess. I guess. I mean, I don't know why. I don't ever agree with people trying to act as though if they don't make certain comments, if people don't notice certain things and don't say certain things. I am a curvy woman, so I am subjected to, I have been subjected to looks, stares, comments, requests, and I will be, period. So it's like, I didn't, you don't opt in to the way that society, people in society view you and what they say to you. You just don't opt into that. So it's like, if somebody, like, people are gonna call fat people fat. People are gonna comment on women's body parts. That's just what it is. And yes, it is not a protected class under the law, but we know that Amelia said this because he was trying to like get people to turn against Megan. Next, we got Sophia DeStallion saying, see, if it were me and I was witnessing Megan getting intimate, I'm joining and I'm signing the NDA. People are so funny about this because who said Megan wanted Joe ass to join? Like, who said that? And I love that everybody's talking about how they wouldn't be, how they would be reacting. They don't know. You're gonna feel, I assume you're gonna feel really awkward if a famous ass person starts effing next to you. You're not gonna want to interrupt or upset them. You're probably gonna be pretty frozen. Next, I got Lexi Jones Moi. The crazy part is if you knew the backstory, he was an over obsessive fan. Turned into her photographer. It's seeming like he's upset he got fired. I didn't know he was an over obsessive fan, so shout out to her. Through her comment, I did my Googles and then I addressed what I addressed in the beginning about how he DM'd her in 2017, and the rest is history. They Call Me Wayne says, suing her for shit I dream about at night is wild. This was my favorite comment. Really made me LOL. So hilarious. Stuff he dreams about at night. Coco the host said, I feel like she said no to his advances and he decided to sue. He got tired of just watching, so he waited till she was at the top of her career and pulls this to tarnish her name. ATP, these people want clout and money. Some are real victims and some have motives. Okay, I already said he has a boyfriend and he's had a boyfriend for years. The way that fans try to justify all behavior is really weird to me. Next, I got Real Santos David. Y'all notice how nobody has nothing ever good to say about this girl? She clearly isn't the angel she claims to be. I agree that I feel like not like Megan really doesn't have people backing her. That's why I put it in, chose it as one of my comments. I do agree with that. But Megan never said she was an angel. Like, I don't know what that person is trying to talk about. Next, I have Sheridan Labe saying, it's kind of wild how people are justifying Meg's behavior or asking why he didn't leave sooner. Y'all stay in jobs you hate and don't speak up when people offend you all the time. So acting like you would have left immediately is wild. Y'all say things on this app that you don't live up to in real life. Be for fucking real. I mean, I agree. Everybody has so much to say about what they, about how it wasn't a big deal. And I'm like, okay, I guess. Like, are you speaking from personal experience? Has your boss effed next to you? Faith and Favor said she should have fired him the next day for not taking pictures. Okay. Yeah, because that's what she wanted. Camera bulbs flashing in her face while she was effing. Lee J25 said, I believe him, y'all. Don't know her from a can of paint. I ain't putting shit past her. Of course, I believe Emilio. These are really outrageous claims to be making if they're baseless. I don't think he has that type of imagination and would say something this defamatory and slanderous if it didn't actually happen. So, yeah. I believe it happened, and I'm sure we all believe it happened. Let me see here. I am JC Wallace said, so he got fired and decided to wait 2 years to sue her over what should have been the best night of his life. Somebody said that he was her biggest fan, and all of a sudden that his music flopped, dot, dot, dot. Someone else said, I'm gonna need y'all to keep the same energy y'all got for Diddy because this ain't much different. That's what's sad about situations like these. Like, common sense logic does not exist for certain people. Their brains will never go there. And that's really upsetting about this. And the last comment, I'm not gonna say their name. They said Megan Combs. So I'm not even gonna touch how Megan having sex with a woman in front of three plus other people is not the same as what P. Diddy or Diddy is being accused of. I'm not gonna go there. I believe y'all are smarter than that, so I'm not gonna go there. But it is really unfortunate that people are using their imagination to try to act like this is similar. So, I hope you got something out of this, learned something out of this, because I did do a little bit of research and I need to know what kind of sex she was having. Like, as you can tell, that's the most important piece to this puzzle. And I'll be interested to see how this shakes out. I'll keep you all posted. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye.